الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون. إن المصدقين والمصدقات وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعف لهم ولهم أجر كريم. والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله أولئك هم الصديقون والشهداء عند ربهم لهم أجرهم ونورهم. والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
Has not the time arrived for the believers that their hearts in all humility should engage in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala and the truth that has been revealed to them, and they should not become like the kuffar of the past who received the book of Allah Ta'ala, then long with the ages that passed over them, and then their hearts had hardened and many of them were wicked and rebellious. Remember, know well that Allah Ta'ala gives life to the earth after its death, and we make our verses very clear. Our message, we make it very clear for people to understand. Those who spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, men and women, and loan to Allah Ta'ala a beautiful loan, for them the rewards will be multiplied, and for them is a magnificent reward. And those who believe in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasuls, they are the Siddiqeen, and they are the martyrs in the presence of their Rabb. For them is their reward and their nur and their light. But those who reject and deny our messages, they are the people of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the people of the past. They have received the book of Allah Ta'ala. That means they were learned and educated people. But then long ages had passed over them. As a result, their hearts had hardened. So they no longer subdued themselves to the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, to the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What was required of them was that they should humble themselves. For a long time, long age, then you've got occasions to reflect and understand the highs of life, the lows of life, the misfortunes of life, the fortunes of life, the constraints, the prosperity, adversity, deaths and births. You're seeing all that, then that's supposed to be an eye-opener. You're supposed to be humbling yourself for the truth. Sahaba-i-Kiram explained that this was with regards to ourselves, that when we had seen that Islam had spread, and people were coming into Islam, so we felt it prudent that we should get more engaged in our businesses and the rest of it. And we became a little bit relaxed and casual about ibadat. So this was a reminder that age and time wasn't for you to become relaxed and casual, rather it should cause you to become even more serious and more committed. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks about the believers, those that are true and loyal to Him. Then according to their truth and their loyalty, their commitment is their position in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, Siddiqeen and Shuhada. Those that rank after the Anbiya alayhim salam are the Siddiqeen, who we commonly know as the Awliya. So these are the people that will be highly ranked by Allah Ta'ala. They will be counted amongst the Siddiqeen and Shuhada, those that were faithful and loyal to Allah Ta'ala. Under all circumstances, they gave off the best. They were not a wavering crowd of people, sometimes in obedience and sometimes fluctuating on the other end. But Umar radiallahu anhu advised people one day, that why is it that you see a person being disgraced? You see him being embarrassed. You see him being ridiculed and humiliated. And you don't come up to his defense, don't speak out on his behalf. So Sahaba Ikram explained that we are afraid that if we come to the person's defense, then we will also be disgraced by these people, we will also be embarrassed. But Umar radiallahu anhu cautioned them, then you cannot be counted amongst the Siddiqeen and amongst the Shuhada when you're so consumed about your self-respect that you don't have the heart to stand up for your brother. So these Siddiqeen, who are they? They are those people, when the truth is presented before them, then without batting an eye, they accept it straight away. Even though it goes against their integrity, it goes against their respect, but when the truth is presented before them, then without any hesitation, they accept it immediately. So this is an indication that this person will be grouped amongst the Siddiqeen. يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُوا وَلَهُ. Next verse, Allah Ta'ala shows the simile of the life of this world. Know well that the life of this world is but sport and amusement, a beauty and piling up, multiplying and boasting over wealth, boasting over multiplying of wealth and children. So this is the very summary of life. It is a play and it's an amusement, some type of thing to amuse your mind. And it's an attraction, it's a beauty. And above that is nothing, it's just boasting. I've got this and you've got this. So one will boast over the other in the multiplying of wealth and children. This is the very summary, the very essence of life that we see around us. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارِ. Like the rain whose growth, the rain and the growth that it produces, it delights the farmer. The tiller is delighted when he sees the growth. He's sown the seeds and after some time he's seen the growth. So this growth brings about a lot of happiness with the attraction, the greenery. But then very shortly it dries away and you will see it turning yellow and then it crumbles away. But in the hereafter is a severe punishment, a forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala and His good pleasure. The life of this world is nothing but goods of deception. How aptly Allah Ta'ala speaks about the life of this world, that in the glory of your life, you see the beauty, you are consumed with that beauty. Not realizing that all this will just now dry up and it will crumble away. The only thing that remains is righteous works, good works, works of kindness, works of humility, works of righteousness. These are the things that remain. Otherwise, the rest of it, the wealth, the investments, the beautiful mansions, the cars that you've been driving around with, all that, everything just crumbles away. Nobody talks about the dead person. Look at the beauty of his house. Look how beautiful his Porsche is. And look how well his investments. Nobody talks about it. If there is anything that endures, then it is righteous works, charitable works, works of kindness, works of humility, works of patience and gratitude. These are things that endure. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's confirmed. But amongst people as well, we see it that after that person dies, and this is what we talk about, the beautiful behavior, the ways, endurance, consistency, commitment, honesty, and Above all, how much loyal and truthful he was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah ta'ala summarizes the very life, human life, then what are we expected to do? Then he asks, he shows you what you're supposed to be doing. He showed you what is life. This is the essence of life. It is just a little bit of attraction. And then you are boasting with each other in multiplying wealth. That's the essence of it. And everything withers and crumbles away. But you want an investment that is lasting, that is enduring, that is guaranteed, that it is the hereafter. So, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Then be foremost, excel in seeking the forgiveness of your Rabb. Jannat, the width thereof is as the heaven and the earth. Just the width of Jannat is so vast. Imagine the space between the heaven and the earth. It's beyond our imagination. We can't even calculate the distance between the heaven and the earth. So this is the width of the of Jannat. Prepared for those who believe in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasools. This is the grace of Allah Ta'ala. He grants it to whomsoever He pleases. And Allah Ta'ala is one that is abounding in grace. Now, with regards to misfortunes and fortunes, then is it something for you to be proud, something for you to be boastful about? So Allah Ta'ala says, whatever misfortune happens in this world and within yourselves, all these are recorded before we can bring it up into existence. Everything has been recorded, whether misfortune, whether it was a blessing, whether it was prosperity, whether it was a calamity, everything has been recorded in a book before we could bring it, we could expose it, we could bring it into existence, all was recorded. This is very simple for Allah Ta'ala, that you may not become despondent and despaired for the things that passed you, things that you had been projecting and aspiring, but then all that passed you, you missed everything. So there's no need for you to become despaired about it because it was not decreed for you. وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. Nor should you be boastful of what He has granted you. Because it wasn't your excellence, it wasn't how sharp and how good you were, how intelligent you were, that you have got this. It's all because إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. It was recorded in a book before we could bring it up to existence. So take it in that stride that this was meant, therefore it happened. It wasn't because of my excellence and my acumen that I have acquired this. And it wasn't because of anything that this became a failure. It was because it was decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take it in that stride. Wallahu la yuhibbu kulla mukhtalin fakhur. Allah ta'ala does not love every proud and boastful person, those that are miserly, and encourage others to be miserly as well. But those that turn away from the path of Allah Ta'ala, then they should remember that Allah Ta'ala is free of all ones. You will turn away, it's to your peril. It is to your loss. For Allah Ta'ala is free of all ones and worthy of all praise.